There's a lot happening around public media funding, and it can be hard to keep up. Our quick guide breaks it down with the facts, what it means for WSHU, and how you can take action. Find out now at WSHU.org. This is Long Story Short from the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. I'm Ebong Udama. One in five Connecticut lawmakers is a landlord. Does this affect state policy?
Some particularly Democrats said, yes, absolutely, this is influencing policy. It's making bills that are favorable to tenants difficult to pass. It's watering down these bills. And then some said, of course, landlords should be lawmakers. They have expertise in providing housing.
That's Ginny Monk, the Connecticut Mirror's housing reporter. She's done a deep dive into whether Connecticut lawmakers' opinions on housing policy are affected by whether or not they're a landlord. More to come after this.
With a podcast out there on whatever you're into, the news of the day may not always be your first choice. I get it. But with the WSHU podcast, After All Things, you'll be up to speed on the latest from Connecticut and Long Island in less than 15 minutes. So you can stay informed and get back to listening to what you love. Listen to After All Things with me, Sabrina Garone, weeknights wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Ginny. Why did you decide to look into whether being a landlord affected Connecticut lawmakers as they craft state policy on housing?
So this is something that particularly tenants' rights advocates have asked me about every legislative session for the past couple of years. And I think this year in particular, we heard a lot of discussion from legislators about their personal experiences as landlords. So I decided to dig into it by looking at their financial disclosure reports.
And what did you find?
Based on the reporting from the financial disclosure reports, about one in five Connecticut lawmakers are also landlords. And this varies a lot in scale. So some folks only rent out one additional property. One rents out nearly 60 properties. And there was also sort of a variety in how thoroughly people filled out the forms. So some people listed LLCs that own rental properties, but didn't list the individual properties on their forms. So there's still a good deal unknown, but I think we are able to quantify at least a bit how many lawmakers are also landlords.
You didn't take into consideration that many lawmakers are lawmakers that have landlords as clients as well, right?
Right. So many lawmakers are also lawyers, like you said, who have landlords as clients, and then we also didn't count the number who are involved in real estate, which has some obvious ties to the landlord industry.
Now, you talked to some of the lawmakers. What did they say?
So it was really a wide variety of responses of how much lawmakers thought that this influenced policy. Some particularly Democrats said, yes, absolutely, this is influencing policy. It's making bills that are favorable to tenants difficult to pass. It's watering down these bills. And then some said, of course, landlords should be lawmakers. They have expertise in providing housing.
Yeah, you mentioned Rob Sampson, the ranking Republican on the committee, and he feels that his experience comes to bear when he makes his decisions, and it's important to have that experience.
Yeah, and he's one who often mentions during particularly public hearings and public debates his own experience as a landlord with some good tenants and some not so good tenants, and he's opposed many of the bills that tenant rights advocates have championed.
Now, tell us about the bills that tenants rights advocates have championed and where they stand this year.
Yeah, so particularly this year, they're working on a bill that would reform eviction law in Connecticut. It would expand some existing protections that right now are only available to seniors and to people with disabilities. Essentially, it would end no-cause evictions. So these are evictions that typically occur at the end of a lease, and the expansion would apply to larger apartments, so five or more units. This is something they've worked on for the past couple of years. It hasn't passed. This year, it's gotten through committee, so we'll see where it lands as we go to the full House and Senate over the next few weeks.
You talked with Larry Butler, the Democrat. How's he looking at it this year?
Yeah, so Larry Butler is a longstanding member. He's not the current chair of the Housing Committee. And he was one who kind of was on one end of the spectrum saying, you know, I didn't realize that so many lawmakers are landlords because I hardly ever hear about it. Whereas the current chairs sort of said, you know, I hear about this more frequently.
And right now, how does it look as far as passage of the tenants' rights bills this year?
Yeah, so it's hard to say at this point. There seems to be a good amount of support, particularly from freshman lawmakers. There's a lot of support from folks who have historically been interested in housing and landlord-tenant issues, but it still got a ways to go. It got a couple of no votes from Democrats on the Housing Committee, which isn't terribly common. And Republicans have been really staunchly against this bill.
Now, if this does pass, would it be a first for the nation? Is this a first, of this kind of bill, or do we have similar bills in other states?
There are similar bills in other states, and I think that's one of the points the advocates are making to folks who say this would drastically change the landscape of the rental industry in Connecticut. They're saying other states have done this and made it through, and Connecticut already offers these protections to select groups of renters.
Those are the associations. There are certain associations that have this provision.
So, yeah, there are certain in Connecticut, folks over 62 and people with disabilities or caring for people with disabilities are not subject to no-fault eviction.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Jenny. Really appreciate this.
Yeah, it's good to chat with you.
Okay, take care.
You too.
Long Story Short is hosted by me, Ebong Udana, and produced by Molly Ingram. Harriet Jones is our editor. WSHU's Alicia Daddario and the Connecticut Mirror's Gabby DeBenedictis are our digital team. This podcast is a collaboration between the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. We go behind the scenes at the home of public policy journalism in Connecticut. More can be found online at ctmirror.org and wshu.org. Our episodes can be found wherever you get your podcasts.